It's never too late to start learning, and there are compelling reasons not to put learning off. Adult education in our community is found in many forms, from the workforce development programs at Ivy Tech Community College and Work One, to the professional development and corporate training required by many career fields. A number of adults in Monroe County also lack the basic education skills needed to live independently or complete the TASC, Indiana's High School Equivalency Exam, and there are learning opportunities for them, too. WFHB correspondent Ryan Stacy at Monroe County Public Library has more.
If you're listening to WFHB right now, chances are you enjoy learning. You're curious about the people in the world around you. Maybe you've read a book recently or watched a documentary or an instructional video on YouTube about something that interests you. We're lucky to live in a community that supports formal lifelong learning, which might mean signing up for a workshop or taking a class that helps you learn a skill or do your job better or find a better job.
The population of our country is shifting more to have an increased number of adults. And these adults are interested in learning.
That's Frank DeSilvestro. He's the program coordinator for adult education at Indiana University. He says if you've got a plan to use new learning to improve your life in some way, you're part of a bigger trend.
Well, once they graduate from high school or college, have a need to continue their learning in some capacity because things in society change. And people have to reskill to continue working or to enjoy life even more because of the fact that they have more years to live.
And if you do decide it's time to change jobs, Karen Franks is an academic advisor, she's at IU too, who also volunteers as a job search consultant out in the community.
I think the big change in job search activity is just the multiple ways to get your resume in front of someone. Even when your resume is in front of somebody, you've got 2 minutes to make an impression. If that, the job search process has changed so much.
So keeping your skills up, learning to adapt to a changing workplace, even being savvy about the way you look for a job, these all require staying ahead of the game, trying to best position yourself for opportunities that come up through education and training. But what if you need help getting into the game at its most fundamental level?
Helen like to write. She
look good.
Daisy is 35 years old, and she's learning how to read with the help of Antonia, her tutor at Vital. Vital stands for Volunteers in Teaching Adult Learners, and is the adult education effort at Monroe County Public Library. Learners in Vital are matched up with tutors who meet with them one-to-one to practice reading.
Antonia helped me a lot read and stuff. I get stuck on a word sometimes. I tell you, language is hard to come by.
Many of the learners here, like Daisy, didn't learn to read in school or didn't go to school for whatever reason, but they decide later in life to learn on their own. In Daisy's case, she made this decision 16 years after leaving school.
Reading is important in life, and you got to have that skill to go on in life. But, you know, when they push you through school, I was in special ed and they pushed me through school, didn't want to push me out to a job.
With about 1 in 5 adult Americans reading below a fifth grade level and about 8% of Monroe County adults lacking a high school diploma, the demand for services like Vitals are high.
When you're an adult who struggles with reading or language, there's a lot of gaps. There's a lot of things that you need to be able to do every day. Make phone calls, fill out forms.
Bethany Turrentine coordinates the Vital program, where she oversees the 150-plus volunteers and their learners, and Jackie Lovings is one of the few paid staff members in Vital.
So we can do the one-on-one until they're comfortable enough that they feel like they can go to a class and get something out of it. I mean, if they came in and talked to Bethany and she said, we're going to put you in a class, they'd never come back. So we do one-on-one. They can get their skills up to the level that they can go to the high school level classes or they can get into Ivy Tech.
Yeah, so it's really individualized and personal. But then the other part of it is really kind of the life skills and the confidence and the social support. So a lot of it is also making sure that people have the social support they need to be able to be successful in those activities.
That kind of support is especially important for one learner, Bruce.
So many years I lived in New York City, Manhattan, I never had a TV. Well, I came home, I'm working so many hours, I came home, I'm reading my magazines, radio, no, I'm reading my magazines and newspapers.
Bruce actually did learn to read, went to college, had a good job, and was doing really well until a car accident several years ago put him in a coma. For the past 3 years, he's been relearning to read in Vital with the help of his tutor, Judy.
I've always wanted to work with adults with literacy because it's just so important to read. I was an English teacher, middle school, high school, and college. Then later I had a second career as an occupational therapist. And so, well, neurology is a big part of it. And Bruce had had the traumatic brain injury. I thought, well, maybe that would be particularly interesting to me. And then we just have a good time.
Jan and Fran have a good time together too. They're one of Vital's tutor-learner pairs on the ENL side. That's English as a new language. Vital's ENL learners come from over 30 countries. Fran has been in the United States for about 7 months. She came here with her husband from Taiwan.
Of course, I want to improve my English, and I want to learn English in different ways, not just take a class. If I got a tutor, I not only can just learn English, I also can involve in this society and this community, yes.
And Fran and I have not, we are no longer just teacher and student, we are friends. And I don't know that I knew for sure that it would come to be that way, but it has, and I'm really, really glad that it has.
But adult education in a community benefits more than just the learners. Here's Frank from IU again.
Well, I think that it's good not only for individual development, but it's good for community development. And people should support adult education because in the long run, I think they will profit. Citizens will profit from a workforce that's well educated and for people who are just interested in quality living.
Bethany and Jackie from Vital.
People want to be self-sufficient. They want to take care of themselves. They want to take care of their families. They want to be a part of the community. And Vital is something that helps them do that.
If you teach the folks who need help, then they're going to be less dependent on getting money from agencies because they will be more capable of getting a job. They will be able to take better health care of themselves and their children.
I've seen people write letters to the mayor about housing issues. I've seen people gain access to citizenship, applying to vote and voting for the very first time. So those are things that people have gained access to through Vital. And really it is the ability to be an active participant in our community and in our democracy.
More information about what Vital does and how you can take advantage of what they offer can be found at mcpl.info/vital. For WFHB, I'm Ryan Stacey from Monroe County Public Library.
The community is invited to support adult literacy at the 34th Annual Quiz Bowl, a four-night trivia tournament that raises funds and awareness for Vital. It's April 24th through the 27th at the Monroe County Public Library and can be enjoyed live on Community Access Television Services or as part of the audience at the event. Audience admission is free and costumes are encouraged. More information on forming or sponsoring a Quiz Bowl team can be found at 812-349-3173 or online at mcpl.info/quizbowl.